Good afternoon.
Okay.
Good afternoon. My name is Marcela and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we would like to get your opinions. Would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Yeah, the easy ones.
Yeah, it's basically about politics.
Okay.
That's okay. First of all, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
That's okay. Perfect. Give me 1 second. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for the U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commissions, on Tuesday, August 20th. So the options are, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I just voted yesterday.
You voted yesterday?
I did.
Okay, so I will mark it as I am definitely going to vote. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. And with which political party are you registered? Are you a Republican, Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? The options are Asian, African American, Hispanic, white, or Caucasian?
White.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? There are ranges. So it could be over 75, from 66 to 75. Which one?
66 up.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
No opinion. I don't know.
Sorry?
No opinion.
That's okay. Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? So I'm going to read the choices for you, and you let me know which one's the most important for you. I'm going to start now. So the first one says inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and public safety, illegal immigration, hurricane and flooding preparation, overdevelopment, affordable housing, property insurance cost, protecting the environment, traffic and congestion, and the last one is taxes and county government spending.
The congestion one.
Okay, thank you. And now you will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion for each person. And if you have no opinion or if you've never heard of them, then that's okay. You can let me know as well. So the first one is Melissa Tomey.
Never heard of him.
Okay, thank you. The second one is Holly Maril Rashin.
Never heard of him.
That's okay. What about Joe Biden?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
And would you say you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
That's thank you. What about Paul Wunderlich?
Never heard of him.
It's okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
And the last one is Rick Ramsey. Never heard of?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of the road on that one.
That's okay. Thank you. And thinking ahead, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The options are Paul Wunderlich as a Republican, Holly Maril as a Republican, and Melissa Tomey as a Republican.
No idea.
I can mark it as undecided. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. And if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? The options are the same. The three of them are Republicans. We have Paul Wunderlich, Holly Murrell, and Melissa Tomei.
No idea.
Okay, undecided.
Okay.
Thank you. And as you might have noticed, the upcoming elections for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the election, which comes closer to your view. So I'm going to read two statements and you let me know which one you agree with the most. The first one says, I could never vote for Republican candidates, even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate. I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot. And the second one says, I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn about them.
The first one.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Muriel is doing as your county commissioner?
Never heard of her.
Okay, so I can mark it as don't know. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay. And all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the elections for Monroe County Commissions? I'm going to read both statements, and you let me know which one you think is the best. The first one says, a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to a reformed county government. And the second one says, a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community.
The first one.
Okay, thank you. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. And which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commissions? The first option says, a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime. And the second one says, a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County.
The second one.
Thank you. And do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a public grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
I didn't understand the question.
It says, do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a public grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
Yeah, I'm for that.
And would you say you're strongly in favor or somewhat in favor?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging TraumaStar helicopters, which aircraft critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? So I'm going to read both statements from what you just heard, and the first one says, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better? And the second one says, with the rapid growth of Fury in Monroe County on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property taxes rates in Florida.
The first one.
Okay, thank you. And if you knew the following statements about Holly Murrell or Shane were true, would it make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly in the primary election for Monroe County Commissions? Or if they would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So I'm gonna read each statement and you tell me if you are much more likely to vote for her, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely. The first one says, Holly understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy stronger. She has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood?
Less likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. The second one says, Holly Merrill is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because she has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe.
Okay.
Is that much more likely? Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one says, she believes that development needs to be slowed during is to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life.
Yes.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
Thank you. The next one says, Holly is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. She has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm her quality of life.
No, she shouldn't do that.
So would you say you are somewhat less likely to vote or much less likely to vote for her?
Much.
Okay. Definitely. The next one says, Holly has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and longtime residents. She has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for businesses and hospitality applications.
Less likely.
Okay, much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one says, with high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County.
More likely.
Somewhat or much?
Much.
Thank you. The next one says, Holly is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has businesses before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest.
How many more questions is there?
There's only two of these, and then the next one, like the last, we're 80% complete, so then there's like four more, and then there's like three asking you general things. So we're almost done.
I really need to go.
And can I schedule a callback so we can finish it? No. 80%.